Вашата заедница, вашите разговори. SBS на Македонски.
Good afternoon, Peter, and thank you for making time to talk to SBS Macedonian.
Hi, Anadisa. Yes, I'm delighted to have this opportunity to talk to you and to explain the Birthright Macedonian program to your audience.
Could you please tell us how the idea of Birthright Macedonia was born at all?
There's two areas of motivation that prompted me to create Birthright Macedonia. The first one really starts with my family, and I want to give you and your audience a little history on that, and then, of course, I will wind up to answer your question more directly. Both my parents are Macedonian. My mother was born in Kevgelia, a little town in the southeastern part of the Republic, and my father came up from a small village in Aegean, Macedonia. He called it Gomenja, but the Greeks changed the name 100 years ago to Gomenissa. They migrated to the United States separately, and they met and married in the United States. And I want to point out that they were married in a Greek Orthodox church because there was no Macedonian organization or churches in their area where they settled in upstate New York, where I was born. Mm-hmm. They got married, and they eventually had five children. I'm one of the three surviving children of my parents. And the three children, the three of us, we were baptized in the Greek Orthodox Church. And it says, we grew up and married ourselves, we were all married in the Greek Orthodox Church. And then as our families grew, and there's six adult children between my brother, my sister, and I, and all six of our children were married in the Greek Orthodox Church.
Господин Далас појаснува дека неговата мајка била родом од Кевгелија, а неговиот татко од село Гуменџа, кое грците го преименувале пред стотина години во Игуменица. Родителите на господин Далас се оцелиле во Соединетите Американски држави, но одвоено. Таму се сретнале и стапиле во брак, се венчале во Грчка православна црква, бидејќи во местото каде живееле, Њујорк, немало македонска. Њујорк е и родното место на господинот Питер Далас. Тие наскоро добиле 5 деца, но 2 им починале. Останатите 3, меѓу кои и нашиот соговорник, биле крстени во Грчка православна црква. Кога пораснале и нашле партнери, се венчале во Грчка црква. И како што семејството се зголемувало, сите нови генерации биле крстени и подоцна венчани во Грчка православна црква.
So you're probably wondering how on earth, why on earth am I doing anything with Birthright Macedonia? Well, there's reason for it and there's some history behind it, which I will share with you.
Please do.
When I was growing up, I had other things on my mind that were more important to me, such as getting myself educated, getting married, starting a family. I really didn't think too much about my heritage. And to be honest with you, I always thought I was of Greek heritage because my father, when he came from the old country, from Macedonia, from his village, his name was Evangelos Velios. Evangelos Velios. You can't get any more Greek than that. After he passed through Ellis Island as an immigrant, he left Ellis Island with a new name called Vincent Dallas. And that's my last name, Dallas, like the city in Texas. In any regard, I grew up not really caring what I was or what my background was. As I said, I had more important things that I wanted to do with my life.
Господин Далас вели кога растел имал работи што му биле поважни во тоа време, како што било неговото образование, потоа брак, па создавање семејство, и така не размислувал многу за неговото потекло, за кое сепак мислел дека е грчко. А името на татко му било Евангелос Делиос.
However, about 20 years ago, I bought my first computer system. It was a desktop system, and I was exploring on the internet. I stumbled on something called the Treaty of Bucharest of 1913. I had never heard of that before. I had no idea what it meant, and I certainly didn't learn about it in my American education. But I became curious, and I started to delve into it. And then I started to buy books about the Macedonian conflict, the Macedonian issue. And I really got very informed about what happened to the people back there in Europe, in the Balkans, in 1910 through 1920s. What I learned was bothersome because I realized, as historians know, The Greeks didn't waste any time after they acquired their new territory, thanks to the Treaty of Bucharest. They didn't waste any time to bring up their bureaucrats, their administrators, their paralegal people, and they started to change names of villages, towns, cities, provinces, rivers, mountains, forests. But more importantly, they changed the names of tens of thousands of families, if not more. Nobody really knows for sure how many names were changed, but estimates are from the tens of thousands to the hundreds of thousands. And again, I read this with interest, but I thought to myself, well, I'm Greek, so it probably didn't affect my family at all. About 8 years ago, I reconnected with a cousin of mine, a second cousin of mine, who lives in the state of Michigan here in the United States. Her name is Mary. She's my second cousin. Mary was born and raised as a child in Glumenissa, my father's village. Now, Mary's grandmother and my grandfather were brother and sister, so you would think that they would have the same last name. Well, as I reconnected with my cousin Mary, her husband and Mary, my wife and I, we became very close friends. And we decided to go on a cruise together. We flew out to San Francisco, California. We took a cruise ship up to the coast of Alaska. So Mary and I had a lot of time to spend and talk with one another and get to know one another and reminisce about our past. In one particular conversation, I happened to mention to Mary, I said, Mary, the Velios clan, and then I made my point, whatever it was, and she stopped me and she said, what clan? I said, Velios, the Velios clan. She said, Peter, what is that? Who are they? I said, Mary, that's our family. That's your family and my family, Velios. And she shook her head no. She says, no, it's not. She says, I never heard of that name before. I never heard of the word Velios. I said, you've got to be kidding me. She said, no, I never heard of it. So I said to her, I asked her, Mary, if Velios is not our family name, what is it? And she said, it's Delev. I said, what? She said, Delev, D-E-L-I-E-V. I said, Mary, I never heard of that word, and that's the honest to God's truth. And she said, that's our family name. So after we talked a little bit more, we both came to the same conclusion. Mary's branch of the family, they kept the original Macedonian name of Delev, where my branch of the family tree, they succumbed to the pressure of the Greeks, and they accepted the Hellenized name that the Greeks gave my family of Velios. That's when I started to realize I'm not of Greek descent. I'm something else. I'm Macedonian.
Пред околу 20-тина години, случајно на интернет, господин Далас се сретнал со историски теми кои го заинтересирале, како што бил Букурешкиот договор, нешто со кое никогаш не се сретнал во текот на неговото образование во Соединетите Американски држави. Тие историски спознавања тогаш немале подлабоко емотивно влијание врз него, се додека пред 8 години повторно не ја пронашол неговата роднина Мери, која живеела во Мичиген, а која била родена и порастена во селото Игуменица, родното село на неговиот татко. И тогаш открил дека бабата на Мери и неговиот дедо биле брат и сестра. Запознавајќи се поблиску со роднината Мери, Питер Далас открива и малку повеќе за минатото на неговото семејство, вклучувајќи и тоа дека тој припаѓа на семејство чие презиме не е Далас, туку Дилев. Господин Далас се подсетува од неговото детство дека неговите родители и неговата баба зборувале постојано македонски дома, грчки во грчка црква и со нивни грчки пријатели и познаници.
Plus, I also remembered when I was little growing up in my parents' home, my parents and my grandmother, my baba, they spoke Macedonian exclusively all the time. Both my parents had a passable knowledge of the Greek language, but they were not that fluent in it. They only used it in the Greek church among their Greek associates and friends. And then they developed their knowledge of English, and they used that strictly for their American colleagues and American friends. But my parents spoke Macedonian at home. That, plus a discovery of the Macedonian name of the family's last name, of Delev, convinced me that I was not Greek, but I was Macedonian. About 6 years ago, my wife and I were blessed with our first grandchild. and beautiful little girl, and she's the apple of my eye. And when my granddaughter was starting to talk, I insisted that she call me Dedo. I did not want her to call me Grandpa. I did not want her to call me Papu. I said, you're going to call me Dedo. And she has, and to this day, she still calls me Dedo. We've been blessed with a second grandchild, and the second grandchild is also calling me Dedo. But a few years back, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, it occurred to me that once I pass away, once I pass on, my grandchildren will have no reason to use that word Dedo, and it will be dropped from their vocabulary, and their only connection to my heritage, my Macedonian heritage, will disappear.
Питер вели дека слично искуство имаат и многу негови пријатели и познаници родени во Соединетите Американски држави и Канада, во брак со партнери од други националности, сосема асимилирани во општеството и како последица намалена свест за потеклото. И додава дека тоа било уште еден мотивирачки фактор позади неговата идеја за проектот Birthright Macedonia.
Another factor was, and this was long term in coming, I started to realize that many of my colleagues, Macedonian Americans and the few Macedonian Canadians I knew, they had similar stories as I did. Came from Macedonia, got assimilated into American or Canadian cultures, married non-Macedonians, and were losing their connection to their heritage. And that was another motivating factor in establishing Birthright Macedonia.
На прашањето што оваа програма значи лично за него, Питер Далас вели дека му овозможила да ја зацврсти неговата врска со потеклото и со неговото минато.
Wow. It means that it allowed me to really cement my relationship with my heritage and with my past. But equally important, if not more important, the program has allowed other young Canadians and Macedonians who were losing touch with their heritage to come to the same conclusion, that they have roots in Macedonia that they were could have forsaken and abandoned had it not been Birthright Macedonia. I am thrilled to hear young adults, after they leave the Macedonia, after 3 weeks of the program, tell me it's been one of the most fantastic experiences they've ever had. They've reconnected with their heritage, and that gives me a huge amount of personal satisfaction. And I'm hoping that we can attract many, many more young Macedonians from around the world, not only Canada, the United States, but Australia, Western Europe, and even Latin America.
А како оваа програма Birthright Macedonia се спроведува практично? Питер вели дека претходно програмата ја нарекол Macedonian Heritage Village. Со оглед на тоа, дека поголемиот број на луѓе кои се оцелиле по светот биле од селата. Тој појаснува дека со неговата идеја создал концепт за младите со македонско потекло кои живеат надвор од Македонија, да одат во Македонија 3 седмици, но не на одмор или да се забавуваат. Бидејќи тоа можат да го направат било кога.
I call that program the Macedonian Heritage Village. For lack of a better word, I thought to myself, many Macedonians came from little villages in Macedonia, not from big cities, and they're scattered around 2 or 3 continents coming from little villages. So I called it the Macedonian Heritage Village. What I created was the concept of having young Macedonians living abroad go to Macedonia for 3 weeks, not to go as tourists and have a good time touring the country, because they can do that any time, and come back with a lot of photographs and a lot of fond memories, and that's it. But I wanted to create a program that will allow young Macedonians to assert their identities, to state to themselves and state to the world, I am Macedonian, in a way that was meaningful and significant to them. Any one of us can get on a soapbox and say, hey, I'm Macedonian. Or we can get on our computers and write an email, hey, I'm Macedonian. And that's fine. But my program was designed for them to do something about it physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. So I created a program where I said I'd like to have young adults go to the Republic for 3 weeks during the summer months. While they're there, they would be assigned an internship work program for 3 weeks, a program, an internship that is consistent with their academic goals and their career aspirations. While they're in their internship programs, they would be sharing their knowledge and their life experiences with other Macedonians who are working with them in the same internship environment.
Тој сакал да креира програма со која младите со македонско потекло ќе можат подлабоко да го спознаат својот идентитет, поемотивно, попродуховено. За таа цел, појаснува Питер, на младите во тие три седмици преку програмата им е обезбедена работна пракса соодветна на нивните академски цели и нивните аспирации во кариерата. И во тоа време тие исто така имаат можност да го споделуваат и нивното собствено искуство со другите македонци со кои работат. Другиот аспект на програмата е младите да живеат во семејство кое не го познаваат, со цел да се создаваат нови мостови на пријателства и врски.
The other aspect of the program that I created was, while they're there in Macedonia, they would live with a host family. And I specifically specified not to be relatives or not to be friends. I wanted our overseas participants to live with a family that they did not know before, to give them another opportunity to create bridges of friendship and connections that they can bring back to their home countries with fond memories. The only requirement I stipulated was that the host family had to have at least one child the approximate age of the participant. I did not want a 20, 21-year-old college student to be in a host family for 3 weeks where there's three or four little babies running around. And the host family would accept this individual for 3 weeks, provide them with room and board and all of the comforts and benefits of living with them for 3 weeks.
А оваа година програмата Birthright Macedonia овозможува две места за две млади лица со македонско потекло од Австралија. Питер вели дека сакал да допрати до младите со македонско потекло во Јужна Америка, со кои, како што рече, македонците колективно ја изгубиле врската.
But we're having difficulty reaching out to the Australian Macedonian communities because we don't have connections to spread the word there. And of course, I think that the Australian Macedonian community is probably the largest outside of the Republic. I know it's larger than the Macedonian number of Macedonians in the United States, and it's at least equal to, if not slightly larger than, the number of Canadian Macedonians. So young adults there to rediscover their heritage or discover it for the first time, but we're having difficulty reaching out there. So the UMD, the United Macedonian Diaspora, the organization that is the parent of Birthright Macedonia, they are offering a sponsorship for two Australian youths to come to Macedonia this summer through the Macedonian program. The bigger problem that we're having is people may not know, Macedonians may not know that there are approximately 70,000 Macedonians living in Latin America, mostly in Brazil, Argentina, and the country of Chile. But we collectively as a people have lost touch with these 70,000 Macedonians in Latin America.
И на крај, Питер Далас во порака до младите со македонско потекло, каде и да се ширум светот, вели дека се надева се уште имаат длабока желба да ги откријат своите корени во Македонија и дека тоа можат да го сторат преку програмата Birthright Macedonia.
I hope that they still have the passion in their bodies, in their minds, in their hearts to reach out and rediscover their youth, their roots in Macedonia. And I hope they can do that through Birthright Macedonia. Other Canadian Macedonians and American Macedonians cannot praise the program enough. I quickly want to leave your audience with one last comment. In our first year of operation, there was one young man who came from the state of Ohio here in the United States. He's second generation American. He had never been to Macedonia before. His mother is not Macedonian. His father is first generation American, and his father had never been to Macedonia before either. This young man came to the program, Birthright Macedonia, for 3 weeks. He didn't speak the language. And at the conclusion of it, he and I were talking when we said our goodbyes. He said to me, "Peter, this has been the most incredible experience I've had in my entire life. I've learned more about my heritage in 3 weeks than I have in the past 21 years of my life." And he concluded by saying to me, he wants to bring his father to Macedonia so that his father can have his own birthright experience. And I thought to myself, wow, that young man has got the passion to not only have participated in birthright, but he wants his father, first-generation American, who's never been to Macedonia, to have the same kind of experience. Thank you for listening, and thank you again for the opportunity to spread the message about the program.
Thank you again, and good luck with the birthright Macedonia.
Thank you so much.
Вашата заедница, вашите разговори. SBS на Македонски.